first images of phosphorus molecules towards a proto-solar analog, by Jennifer B. Bergner et al. The chemistry of phosphorus in star and planet-forming regions is poorly understood, despite the central role of phosphorus in terrestrial biochemistry. We present ALMA band 3 and 4 observations of PO and PN towards the class 1 protostar B1A, representing the first spatially resolved observations of phosphorus carriers towards a solar-type star-forming region. The phosphorus molecules emit from two distinct clumps, which coincide with regions where the protostellar outflow, traced by CO, interacts with a filament of dense gas, traced by CCS. Thus, the gas phase phosphorus seems to originate from the shocking of dense interstellar clumps. Based on the observed emission patterns, PO and PN appear to be daughter products of a solid phosphorus carrier with an intermediate volatility between ices and silicate grains. Interstellar shocks may therefore play an important role in converting semi-refractory phosphorus to a more volatile form prior to incorporation into cometary ices. Indeed, the PO plus PN, CH3OH ratio is similar in B1A and Comet 67P, implying a comparable reservoir of volatile phosphorus. The PO per P to Newton ratio ranges from 1 to 8 across B1A. The northern emission clump exhibits a lower PO per P to Newton ratio and weaker 1:3 CH3OH emission than southern clump, indicating distinct shock physics and chemistry at the two positions. Resolved observations of P carriers towards additional sources are needed to better understand what regulates such variations in the PO per P to Newton ratio in protostellar environments. This was First Images of Phosphorus Molecules Towards a Proto-Solar Analog, by Jennifer B. Bergner et al.